Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
Look at me, sure. I'm the captain now.
Welcome to the Supercoach Co-Captains Podcast.
Hello and welcome to a massive edition of the Supercoach Co-Captains Podcast. It's episode 100. I am your host, Dano, and with me, as always, we have Pato. Welcome, Pato. Episode 100. How do you fucking feel?
Yes, hello, Dano. Hello, listeners. The bat and helmet are raised. Give it a kiss on the logo. We made it to 100. I didn't think we'd make it past 5, Dano. So here we are, triple figures, still delivering our shit content.
Well, you're going to say kiss on the dick. You know who was kissed on the dick, Pato?
Was it Darren?
It was Darren, our group winner, with... What a name for a team, the Bont and Beautiful, with a massive score of 2,218 in the first bye round. Now, Pato, fittingly, I just want to say this before you run off the players, fittingly, he had Bont as VC with that mammoth score. So who else did he have?
Yeah, so I also had Disco Dacos, Luke Ryan, Bailey Dale in defence, which is obviously huge. Max Holmes is a nice POD in midfield, and Noah Anderson. So this is a nice point of difference team. It just goes to show what can happen if you have some different sort of players. I feel like this team might have been designed for this bye round as well. But Gorn and English in the rucks, Flanders and Sexton up forward, tonning up the Gold Coast duo. No, nice different team there, Darren, and congratulations on the week win. 133rd for the round, so congratulations.
Nice. Now, Pato. Injuries and suspensions. We've got a fair few to dissect here. So we'll start with Harley Reid suspended for 2 weeks. Did he end up getting it downgraded? I wasn't really across this last night.
I don't think so. I was trying to look it up, but couldn't find anything.
Yeah. Anyway, the man can't handle a tag and he can't handle a tackle either. Harley Reid out for 2 weeks. Fucking trade. Like, if he was playing every week at Optus Stadium, I'd say hold, because he seems to play well at Optus. Although last round he was on, 94 at halftime, Pato, and then dropped to like 71.
Yeah, I think they've seen a bit of a blueprint there that you can really get into his head with a tag. So I can certainly see other teams targeting him with a nice hard tag, seeing as though he lost his mind against Melbourne.
Yeah. Yeah, Jordan Dawson's going to hurt a few, Pato. So he injured his foot. He played through it but hampered, and now there's whispers that he's going to be out for a little bit.
No, he's actually named to play tomorrow night.
Late withdrawal?
I mean, well, it's the first game of the round, so at least we'll know. He is named in the forward pocket, though, so take it that what you will. They're managing him. It's a really tough one if you do own him. I don't know what I would do. It depends.
Well, it is a best 18 round. So hopefully you got only two teams have the bye. So hopefully you got more than 18 players. And if he does score shit, well, he's just not going to be in your best 18 and the score won't matter.
Yeah, but you're competing against teams that'll have 18 primos.
Well, not necessarily. There won't be a team with all 18 primos, I don't think.
Well, I've got 16 and I have 5 primos out this week. Sorry,
exactly. Four. Yeah. We'll move on. Matt Crouch, done his shoulder, out for the season. Rory Laird, owners slightly rejoice unless he keeps playing halfback. But
I can see Laird going into the midfield.
I can too, and I'm hoping he does for the rest of the year.
Yeah, he's a great price, but he didn't make the run sheet just because he's yet to play his bye.
Yeah.
But we'll get a week of him. He could score 150 this week, I guess, Richmond.
I hope so. Sam Darcy suspended for 2 weeks. Fuck him off, Pato.
You should have last week, but yeah.
Harms and Vandermeer, both hamstrung. We don't know how long they're going to be out for.
I mean, the injury list is out now. I did this pre-injury list, but it's good for McNeil's job security if we're looking for a forward ruck. Actually, Vandermeer is listed as a test. And Harms is 2 to 4 weeks. So,
Yeah, okay.
yeah.
Yeah, we'll move on. Now, a couple of Richmond plays here, Paddo, as if your injury list couldn't get any worse. So it's McKelty LeFou, LeFou,
LaFau.
yeah, cool. ACL, not cool. Out for the season. So there's one that fucking hurts. And then Dustin Martin has frothyitis. Anyone that saw that picture of him with Dane Swan and he had the beer under the table?
Yes, because he
Yeah,
had
one week for that
frothyitis.
one. A bit of frothyitis.
They're actually just managing him. It's funny. Yesterday they said he was not going to play this week because he was ill, and then the injury list came out and it said he was managed for a week. So that's just to make sure he plays his 300th in Melbourne rather than in Adelaide, because no one wants to go there and celebrate anything because there's nothing around.
There's some churches. Ethan Phillips, knee to be advised. Has that been updated, Paddo?
Yeah, no, that's current. That was a last minute addition to the run sheet. Yeah, people might have looked at trading him in just to maximize that trading because he's played a game, but he's on a knee apparently.
Yep. Oh, there you go. We'll move on to rookie trade-ins now. Fucking scraping the bottom of the barrel kind of here, Paddo, but we were kind of hoping for some mid-season draftees to debut and whatnot, and we've only got one team released so far. Paddo's favourite boy didn't get named, Paddo, for Richmond,
Yeah,
so
so
Devo.
just like last week, I was scraping the barrel. I did get a couple of nibbles on the rod, though. So it's looking better than it did last week.
Yeah, we'll start with Will Dawson. So that's if he's named 117K forward slash defender, minus 46 break even, 57 average. Yeah, we're not entirely sure of job security there, are we, Paddo?
I don't think he gets named. I think he gets dropped for Callum Dawson.
Probably, probably. This is the next one's the interesting one. So we've got Lekalii, 190K defender, minus 55 break even, 73 average. He had that 100 plus score last round. The best round to get 100 plus score is the third game. So it's going to be in his rolling 3 week average for the next couple.
You're going to
Now,
get to 3 weeks, though, don't
this is the thing. So I think last potty I was saying with Lekalii, Jack Buckley is to come back. But ideally, in my mind as a Giants fan, you'd want to see a Lekalii, Jack Buckley, Sam Taylor, three tall backline. Then you have your Connor Idens and whatnot surrounding him and pushing Harry Himmelberg up to a wing. That'd be the ultimate, ultimate. Whether it's done or not, it's another thing, but we've got to wait for the team sheets. If you see the team sheets this week and Lekalii's in there, that three defense, and you see Harry Himmelberg either on the bench or on the wing, you know it's happening.
the problem is, Dano, Buckley is listed as 1 week away with that calf. It's so tricky because he could well average 70 to 80 odd for the rest of the year if he plays, but I'm just not convinced he's locked into the 22.
Well, he's done a match-winning mark so far, so we'll see what happens. If he keeps putting in the performances, they're not going to drop him.
No, you can't.
Yeah. And yeah, I think that's the way to go for the Giants. If they do it, then Lekalii is a lock, but we won't know. It would have been better if Buckley was back this week for us, but unfortunately, he's not. But I will say, if we do see Harry Himmelberg not named in defense, but named on a wing while Jack Buckley's out, I think that's your answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll move on. Harry Edwards, 196K defender, minus 40 break even, 77 average. He doesn't get played much, Paddo. So kind of
No,
in and
it's
out a
weird.
bit.
It's
Yeah.
really weird. Like, 'cause I actually looked pretty good with him down there. He's had two games this year for scores of 83 and 71. He is a bit more expensive, but his scoring ability looks pretty good and actually helps free up McGovern and Barass to intercept a bit more. So we'll see what they do with that. This will be a real, like, he won't be in many teams at all. So.
Yeah. We'll move on. We got Lachie McNeil. So the one that Paddo referenced earlier, 159K forward, minus 29 break even, 61 average. Came on first quarter, looked good. But again, job security wise, unsure. But with those two injuries to Harms and Vandermeer, could further his stonks, Paddo.
They could. Perennial sub though, so that is the risk.
Yeah. Another perennial slub.
Yeah,
Fuck this shit. Toby McMullen, 123K forward, minus 25 break even, 49 average. People, stop inboxing me about Toby McMullen and his job security. I know you're all desperate. I know you are. But just calm it down.
That's why they're inboxing you, mate.
No. He's fringe. And if he is fringe, he's the bangs of the fringe world.
In both games that he's played 50 minutes as sub. First time he had 32, second time he had 65. So, no, it's yucky. I'd almost rather go an unplayed rookie that was named this week that we're about to talk about.
Is that Campbell Gray?
No.
So you got Jacob Light and Campbell Gray listed down here, but did either of them get named?
No, they didn't, and I'm very surprised.
We'll fuck them off then. The one that I'm excited about, Paddo, that's played no games.
This is who I'm talking about.
Fuck yes. This is a guy that we were eyeing off in preseason, and he's been applying his trade in the sandful, and he's finally getting a debut because Matt Crouch is out, and that's Billy Dowling, the big beast Billy. 123K mid/forward. He is a fucking contested beast. He loves, you'll just see on the weekend. You'll see tomorrow night. You'll get a taste of the Dowling.
Do you think he might be subbed, Dano?
I fucking hope not.
If you have a look at that bench group, and I know it doesn't have to come from the bench group, but it's Ned McHenry, Billy Dowling, Luke Nankervis, Will Hamill, Sam Berry.
I hope it's Berry. I hope Berry's the sub.
Yeah.
I hope they start Dowling and Berry sub. Yeah. I feel like Dowling's the future. And to be honest,
Berry's not old.
Yeah, I know. I know he's not old, but he's not that good either.
He's shown to be pretty good when playing midfield.
Yeah, but he's just that guy that just tackles and does not much else. Dowling
does Adelaide need.
No, but Dowling does that, but he also wins the ball. Anyway, I'm excited to see him play, and I'm hoping when it's final teams, Sam Berry's the sub.
We will see.
Yeah. All right, Paddo. So we got some trading options. Now, I'm in a bit of a pickle myself at the moment. So I need a forward, and I'm looking at Dylan Moore. Talk about that later.
Before his bye.
I just want a full primo.
I think that's crazy, but anyway.
Yeah. But I can also handle his bye. But I just don't want to see him pump out another 100 plus score and go on one of those runs and then get two out of reach. But anyway, I also have a dilemma, and I know some people might have been questions about it, which is the Nick Martin dilemma at the moment.
Keep him this week, trade him at his bye. Redmond's out this week, so he'll be fine this week, but Ridley has affected his scoring too much.
And that's why I was bringing up the Nick Martin dilemma, because our first trading option is Jordan Ridley at 530K, 137 average. Mind you, he's only played two games. 6% owned and 33 break even. And he could be the Luke Ryan of Essendon. Although in saying that, I don't think he got all of the kick-ins like Luke Ryan gets.
No, they mix things up a lot with their kick-ins, but it's the same role essentially.
Yeah. He looks like he's finally going to be that guy, Paddo.
Yeah, if he can stay in the park.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Yeah.
Do you think he's one of the biggest trade-ins this week? Or are there bigger
ones? I think it's risky. He's the only one I've suggested that doesn't have a buy coming. I am copying the price rise this week. I want one more week of data and make sure he gets through this week as well, physically. And then I'll look to pick him up after the buy as my final defender.
So what's his projected?
100-odd.
I just want to know how much he's going to go up in price if he hits his projected, because I'm assuming he's going to get 130.
39K if he gets 119. So you're looking at 560, 570, which is still okay.
Yeah.
If he's going to be putting up 110 every week.
And then does he have his bye?
Yeah, so around 14 bye. And then plays West Coast off the bye.
Yeah, okay.
Fair. I just think that, you get one more game to make sure he gets through to 3 weeks or 4 weeks, because he played in the VFL the week before with his dodgy calves, and see if he can do it against a Carlton team that are pretty good and might even lock down on him a little bit. Then I think you pick him up off the bye if you need to. I don't think this week is a good idea.
Oh, fair enough.
Too much could go wrong. Like, if you bring him in this week and he pings a calf, you'd be devastated because it puts a dent in your trade plans next week, and it might mean the difference between 18 or 17 next week because round 14 is a tricky bye week.
Yeah, okay. Oh, the next one is Harry Sheezel, 550K, 115 average. He's got 57% ownership and 82 break even, and it didn't take him long, Pato, to settle into that midfield 40 type role. He
No,
looks good.
good. He does, yeah, 117 and 119 against two pretty decent midfields. And of course, losses for the North Melbourne Kangaroos. So he plays West Coast this week, which is a nice matchup. Then Collingwood and Melbourne, who have actually been conceding pretty big scores to midfielders. So I think if you don't have Sheezel, you bring him in this week and don't even think about it.
Yep. And a bit of a POD here. 6% of teams is Nick Blakey, 513K, 101 average, 98 break even. So he's a bit inconsistent, Paddo, but a bit of a point of difference for teams.
Yeah, so he's only had one really bad score in 43, and that was kind of his problem in previous years where he'd go 50 and then 120 and then 60. It was just really shit. But his floor seems to be 80 to 95, which is actually okay for a D6. And all you need to do is have him have one of those spike scores of like 130, 140, and you could be in line for a weekly or something. So it's a nice POD. The price isn't super appealing. But this could interest some people, but I think he's a third option in defense this week.
Yeah, fair enough. We'll move on to the midfield now. Tom Green is 490K, Pato. He's got 103 average
He
after
is.
that subbing early. 47% owned, 110 break even. I honestly think that you can wait a week for this because I'm not sure if he's actually going to get that 110 because he's been a bit out of form lately.
So, yeah, he's actually never gone over 97 against Hawthorn.
Doesn't surprise me.
And this is the dilemma I'm in.
As Pato slowly dies.
Yeah, sorry, everyone. My cough just won't go away. This is my dilemma about whether I go with Green or whether I maybe go with Ridley and then Green next week, because I do think he cops a tag this week. And he's also got Port Adelaide and Sydney in the next two as well, who are also tagging teams.
Yeah, I'd honestly hold off 1 week.
Yeah, I've got to finalize my trades.
Yeah,
Maybe let's get Taranto in instead. Really cook my team. My team's fucked, don't I?
My
Got
team's tick.
Clayton Oliver staring at me.
Oh, well, that's who I'm gonna trying to fuck off out of my team. Luxury trade.
What's that?
yes. Oh, shit.
Dano, this sums up my Supercoach year in a nutshell. Like last week, I decided to do a third trade. And it was McRae out and Merritt in. And McRae actually scored more than Zach Merritt.
He got his first 100.
He got his first 100 because I traded the fucker out.
Oh shit.
And Zach Merritt played Gold Coast for 97.
Yeah, fuck.
So I don't want to say I'll give up because I'll obviously keep chipping away, but fuck me. Infuriating.
I've dropped in rank the last 2 weeks, but it's only been by like a few hundred places. So this is where I make my run, Paddo.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll move to a couple of PO, well, not three, with four different trading options that have already had their buy. So the first one's Lachie Neale, 614K, 117 average, 5% owned. So POD, 83 break even. I think he's only had the one, was a one or something really poor score.
He's had two scores in the 70s, and everything else has been 109 or more.
Yeah. So fucking Chockey Neale.
Yeah, he's actually put together a pretty good season.
Yeah.
Also coming up against the Dogs and St Kilda the next two, which isn't horrible.
He's had two really high scoring games. One was like 160 something, and
He's had two 160s.
yeah. He's one of the ones that people should be looking at. The other one, Josh Dunkley, his teammate, 601K, 113 average, 5% owned, 133 break even, another POD. But I think Neil's the better option out of
I
the
agree.
two.
He's got a higher ceiling.
If you can get that extra 13K, I'd be going the Chockey Neale. But I wouldn't be opposed to having a Josh Dunkley in your team as well.
Yep, agreed.
Now, one that I'd really like to consider who's been hitting form is Luke Davies-Uniacke at 576K, 105 average, 6% owned, 64 break even. Now he, what's his last like three, four games, Pato? Because he's, I know they've been good.
They're due a win. They're going to win this week.
Yeah, surely they can't like.
And LDU will get 150.
Well, his last two against West Coast have been 127 and 143. Oh, here we go. This is his last six game run. 101, 112, 90, which was, I think, against Windhager of St Kilda. And then 109, 152, 117. And 152 and 117 came against Essendon and Port Adelaide.
And add to that, Dano, his scoring post bye last year, and he was coming off an injury. So he had 94 in his first game back, and then he went 134, 129, 133, 127, 106, 125, and he missed the last two games.
Yeah, I remember because I brought him in after his bye last year. It was a good fucking run.
I like it. I it's hard to bring in a player from the bottom team who haven't won a game. Really, really hard.
You changed your tune since writing the run sheet.
Yeah, I know.
You go, sorry for those listening, because that's how you fucking know about us. Pato says, nice POD, but bottom 14 pass for me. And now he's like, fuck you, let's go.
And I mean, I'm just at fuck it mode at the moment. But it's also an injury risk, and
Oh,
he's
yeah.
also coming off contract. So is his heart really in it?
Yeah, fair enough.
So there are things you have to consider. It is a risk, but he's in 6% of teams.
Yeah, here's a bloke that I've been looking into and considering. Yeah, and King Supercoach also says, Dano, I'm not considering this bloke when we're discussing all of these guys. And that's Chad Warner at 608K, 113 average, 5% owned, 35 break even. So he's not considering him. I think it must be something to do with relying on kicking bags of goals. I don't think his centre bounces have been as high as what we think.
No, so against the Dogs, it was 56%.
And I think the round before might have been in the 30s. I'm not sure.
No, 73 against Carlton,
Okay.
62 against Freo. But he's kicked 9 goals in the last 3 weeks, don't know. That is not staying. That's not persisting.
Not sustainable.
Sustainable.
Yeah, he was searching for the word. He got there. A little bit of guidance. Yeah. Look, it'd be fucking amazing if Warner was listed as a mid forward.
Oh, then he'd be in everyone's team.
Fuck yeah. Fucking forward line. Not even
Then
fucking
he would
there
be the
though.
number one trade-in option this week.
Oh, yeah. Fuck off.
But unfortunately, he's not. And I think he'll be sitting around that 20 to 25 mark in terms of average, as in the ranked midfielders. And it's just not high enough.
Yeah. We'll move on to ruck, and there's just one ruck that we put down because he's at his bye, and that's Brody Grundy, 575K, 110 average, 43% owned still. Yeah. 129 break even. Now, Pato, I'm just about to double check. Yep, he's at the SCG, so SCG Grundy this week, Pato.
Yeah, where he's averaging 130 odd, I think, on the year.
Yeah, something like that. SCG Grundy is the best Grundy. Fuck Collingwood Grundy.
So yeah, six of his remaining games are at the SCG. If Riley O'Brien stays dropped, he plays Adelaide next week at Adelaide Oval, against Strawny. Then he plays the Giants at Ens, which is a pretty decent matchup for a ruck. Then he plays St Kilda at Marvel. They'll be fine. Like, that'll be fine. Brisbane at the Gabba is difficult in round 19. Round 21, Port Adelaide at Adelaide Oval. That's a kind of difficult matchup, but Port Adelaide don't really have a dominant ruck. And round 23 against Essendon at Marvel. That is a pretty tough matchup. But other than that, it's a fucking good run. He's captain worthy this week as well.
Fucking SCG
Well,
Grundy.
VC worthy anyway.
Oh, we don't have to talk about any more rucks. We'll move on to the forward line, Pato. Now, Zach Fisher is 493K. We didn't list him in defence.
I just want to say I fucking hate this.
I don't. I love it because I got on. So we didn't list him in the defenders because defenders are stacked. We listed him up forward because forward line is fucked. 493K, 85 average, 15% owned, 56 break even. Now, I think news came out that McKerch's return date is now officially unknown, and he could be potentially be out for the rest of the season. That means Fisher stonks are all time high right now, Paddy.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, it's a stress fracture and they can really linger. And there's no real time frame on it. It could be 6 weeks, it could be 2 weeks. It's just about all about how the bone is healing. In the four games since Sheasel went out of defense, Fisher has gone 95, 140, 116, and 113, which puts him by far and away up in the top four or five forwards. You can still get him under 500K, not for much longer. I was shocked that he's only in 15% of teams. I thought he was in way more teams than that.
People have a tendency, right? They started him, yeah? They don't want to trade someone back in that they've already traded out. Now, you factor in, people have done this with Nick Martin and Hayden Young three times in the one season. That's essentially six wasted trades.
Yeah, I mean, there's Sexton as well, who I traded out and brought back
Oh,
in.
yeah. Yeah, I did the same. So I've only done it with Fisher and
McKercher,
Sexton.
people traded McKercher
Oh,
out then in,
same, actually. Yep.
and then they'll have to trade him back out again now.
Yep, if I haven't already.
I mean, you've got to weigh up all the options. I think Fisher's too good to pass up, and it's such a great price. I think he's got to be trading option number one this week.
Yeah. Now, if you don't have Isaac Heaney or Dane Zorko, get them in. Simple as that.
Yep.
Don't even have to discuss their price and whatnot. Fucking shift shit.
They're both 16K.
The other thing, and I know you don't want to me to fucking mention him, but Dylan Moore, Pato.
Is that
Dylan
he hasn't
Moore.
had his buy?
I know, but he's like, dude's about to jump in price. Hardcore.
So his
Just a
second
really
highest
quick.
score of the year, Dano, what did he score the following week?
76.
Exactly.
But the forward line's fucked and he's got a massive ceiling. So
You've got him for
he's.
2 weeks and then you're gone again. I think you need to wait till after the bye. I know he has Richmond before his bye.
I think he fucks up GWS, honestly.
Don't
Like he's obviously not gonna
Won't he have a
fucking
bigger body
five
on him
goals
like
in
an
that.
Iden?
Huh? Oh,
Won't.
it won't matter. It won't matter. He'll push up the ground. He'll get his 20 something disposals and.
I just don't love the idea of bringing in a guy that's yet to have his bye. I just think you got to keep picking off guys as they come off the bye.
Oh, if it works in your structure and you can do it, I'd say do it. Because he's 500K. After the Giants, he's got Richmond and West Coast. Technically,
Richmond,
Richmond
then
the
the bye,
bye,
then West
then
Coast.
West Coast. But I'm just saying, like, you can get him for 500K. His break-even's fucking 47.
His last two games are against Richmond and North Melbourne too, by the way.
Yeah, I think he's the one for me.
Okay, well, you're welcome to see if he swings that way.
The missus would not approve.
It's an
Oh,
invitation, not a replacement.
oh shit. Oh, let's go to question time anyway,
Add some
Pato.
spice to your life.
That's some spicy life. She's got the spicy cough at the moment, too.
Oh.
Yeah, she's got a lot of spice to her life right now.
2 weeks after you.
Yeah. I know. All right. We'll go to Facebook first, Pato. So we've got some lengthy ones here on Facebook. So we'll start off with Tate, long-time listener for 100 episodes, Tate. Oh, shit. Okay, so he says, with Parrish out longer, I think I have to jump off because obviously he's got him. So best primo that has already had the bye, either Warner, Neil, or Dunkley. He's thinking Chockey Neil. I said, I'll say yeah to Chockey Neil, wouldn't you, Pato?
Yeah, if you've already got Tom Green, I think Neil is the next best option in that midfield.
Yeah, he also asked, also McKercher into Sheasel. Fuck yes.
Yeah, I think you need to get rid of McKercher. As frustrating as it is, I think with a TBA on his injury status, I think you gotta move on.
Yeah. Liam has said, is it dumb to trade Ridley in before he has had his bye? He goes up in price after this week and it would complete my backline. I wouldn't say it's
Yes.
dumb. I wouldn't say it's dumb.
I think it's dumb, but I also think there's merit in it. Only with Ridley, not with Moore.
I was going to say merit in it. Haha, Essendon puns.
He's captain.
Yeah, look.
That's a nice riddle there.
Oh, fuck. I don't think it's dumb.
Just check your buys for next week.
Yeah. Jason says, thinking about doing this trade below and only needing one more mid and two forwards till my team's complete. He has 275K in the bank. So Leck and Dawson will most likely be with him until the end. Anyone else should he look at as bench keepers that are cheap as cover for later rounds? And he has said his trades are trading out Will Graham, Darcy Wilson, Harley Reid, trading in Lekalier, Will Dawson, Josh Dunkley.
Oh, so I think he means that trading these in would mean Alia and Dawson is cover for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if Dunkley's the right option. I think the trade outs are all fine. They're three guys you've got to get rid of. But I'm not sure Dunkley is the right primo.
How many trades does he have left?
Don't know.
Because he still needs one more mid and two more forwards till his team's complete.
How the fuck? I'm using Facebook on desktop. How do you get rid of a picture on this fucking stupid website? There's no X button and I can't press escape.
Escape.
Fucking hell.
Hello in technology.
It hates me.
It does. It does. I like LDU. I think if you're going to be downgrading to guys in for whatever reason, you really got to see whether some of these 102K guys or 123K guys do get named, especially the 102K guys. You want to maximize that dollary without compromising too much. So
do you think Blight?
I don't think Lekalier will be the answer.
So do you think Blight over Lekalier might be a better option, even though Blight isn't named this week? It's risky. I don't even know if Dawson stays in the team.
Yeah, and Lekalier, we're still questioning whether he does as well. It's tough. It is tough.
So maybe instead of a midfielder, you target a Fisher you don't already have Fisher.
Like, I'm at the point right now, right, where I want to trade out Oliver myself. I'm looking at potentially trading Oliver out and flicking Sheasel, like, or whoever. I don't think, is Sheasel a defender mid?
Yeah. Oh, it should be.
I think so. Fuck, better check. No, he's just a defender. Flicking someone you got like
Dacos
or a Nick Martin or someone or Hayden Young into the midfield and then bringing in a primo defender instead.
I don't hate that because I don't know if we're going to have a reliable defensive bench option for the rest of the year because the likes of Comben, who look pretty nailed on, have to go because they've made the money and you've got to flick them on to get that primo in. So,
yeah.
I think it's not bad because that way you can use your midfield bench, which it looks like we might have a few guys play the rest of the year.
And then it means, like he says, he needs one more mid. So if you flick that guy into the mids, that covers that one mid and then upgrade a defender and then two forwards. That's the tough one. But yeah, I'd rather be looking at a defender than a midfielder. Have that DPP. If you're that low on trades, you'll probably need a defender mid in your midfield and probably a forward mid in your mids as well, just in case something happens, you can reshuffle shit around.
Like a Salem, even though I know his price has crept up, might not be a horrible option to have to swing between. Connor Rosie's going to be about 400K in a couple of weeks as well, so he's one to keep an eye on as a nice, cheap option. With his injury sort of issues and with Jason Horne-Francis doing well, he's actually playing a lot of forward, and I don't know how close he is to getting forward DPP, but that would be huge.
Mm.
He's got five games.
Yeah, so that's where mine's at. It might not be the answer that you wanted, Jason, but it's an option. Move on to Peter from the Nerds for Life Supercoach. So he said he's thinking of trading out Fife or Garcia for Fisher. He only needs to do it in one. Yeah, he only needs to do it in one trade because he has the cash. Both still have relatively low break evens, obviously. So Garcia's is 38 and Fife's is 45. But Fife helps him in rounds 14 and 15 when most of the primos miss games. So, yeah, he just wants justification there as to whether he trades out Fife or Garcia. He could get Zorko instead, but he'll have to trade out Rogers as well to do it, and he doesn't like his downgrade options this week because Blight and Gray are tempting if they are named, but obviously they weren't.
Hugo Garcia is such a frustrating one because he just needs one more fucking game.
Yeah.
So he had 14 touches, a goal, and 13 tackles on the weekend.
And he could pop out an 80. Like,
I'm happy with a 40.
well, 40 means that he doesn't really go up.
He goes, his break even isn't three. It's hard to trade out a guy with three break even.
Oh, wait, you were talking about Hugo Garcia. Sorry, I was talking about Riley Garcia.
I assume he's talking about Hugo.
Oh, I thought he was talking about Riley.
Don't
Fuck.
Oh, wait,
Jimmy
Garcia
Garcia.
38. It has to be Riley. Yeah, it's not Hugo. Sorry.
Yeah, I was going, fuck you. Yeah, I was so lost then. Like, what the fuck are you on? Oh, shit. Yeah, so Riley Garcia, this is
I
what I mean.
reckon
He could pop
Riley,
out an
yeah.
80. Yeah, get rid of Garcia, hold five, because just for that buy shit, but you would still need to trade five at some point.
Yeah, as in that final buy.
Or leave five as like a F7.
Until he gets injured.
Well, that's why you leave him at F7. And you just loop him.
Yeah.
Like, ultimately, that's what you do. Oh, Pato, did we get any inboxes, Pato? Because it looks like we did. Before I move on to Twitter, or X, formerly known as Twitter.
I've already got rid of that Meta bullshit. Fucking stupid site. I don't know.
Let me have a quick squeeze. I'll flick
Oh,
over.
actually, yeah, we do.
Yep, I'm flicking
Oh,
over
yeah,
now.
Dalla. Dalla Scott.
Dalla. Okay, so Dalla says, "Hey, legends, I triple downgraded last week and banked the cash." So he's got, well, they, because we still don't know. Dalla's a he, she, they, them. Got 550K in the bank and trading Wilson, Closey, and Graham, bringing in two of Neil or Dunkley. I'd say fucking Neil, especially with
Yep.
the extra games at the Gabba. Dale and Moore.
As a triple
Fuck.
upgrade.
Oh, that is nutty.
Not more.
Yes. Still don't trust Warner or Gordon. And a rookie leaves me cash to go Houston next week, then Merritt the week after, and Rankin to finish my team.
Still got Dempsey. Fuck, he's doing well with that hold.
Yeah. Oh, that forward line is dank.
I think Fisher is a priority this week. I would go Fisher over Moore. He's going to play
Yeah.
one extra game for the rest of the year, and then you can just get Moore after the bye
Yeah. Yeah.
instead of Rankin to finish your team.
Yep. Yep. Wow, that was easy.
Yeah, I think that's what I would do. Although Flanders is in the midfield there, and
I
so is
think there's a
Zorko.
lot of movement around.
Yeah.
We'll go to the X and what the ever
Oh,
the
he's already
fuck.
got Fisher in his defense. Don't get Fisher this week. You've already got him.
Yeah. Yes. We'll move on to the other one. So we've got Lloydie. He goes, "Trade discussion, boys." So there's two options. Option one is out Wilson, Closey, and Sweet. In Tom Green, Zach Fisher, sorry, and Livingston. Or option two is out Sweet, Closey, and in Livingston, Neil or Dunkley. If he goes a second option, he'd be targeting Zorko next week. If he does the first, he doesn't think he could afford Zorko at all. I reckon go the second.
So how about instead of Livingston, you go Kieran Strawn, who is about to play his first game of the year, and he's actually playing.
He might not be able to with the extra. Isn't Kieran Strawn like 123?
123, yeah.
Yeah, so that extra 20 odd K might not be able to get Neil.
Oh, yeah.
I think Zach Fisher can he go? Do you have to get a midfielder? Can he get Zach Fisher in instead?
I would actually go Fisher instead,
Yeah.
Neil or Dunkley.
Fisher's the one that you need to get. He's sub fucking 500K still.
And I think his break even is about 30 odd.
It's fuck
I
all.
think that's a priority this week.
Yeah. Sorry, Lloydie,
Oh,
we just fucked up
56.
your trade plans.
56 break even.
Still a lot.
I mean, I would go the first one, Green, Fisher, Livingston. But if you've got the extra 22K, I would be going Strawn just because he's playing. You never know when you might need it.
Sorry, I muted myself while I was taking a drink there. He still needs Zorko at some stage, though. That's the problem.
That's next week's problem.
But he said if he goes the first option, he doesn't think he'd be able to afford Zorko.
Could be a blessing in disguise.
Yeah, maybe.
And I hate that I've just said that because I will speak it into existence. But I think Green, Fisher, Livingston, or Strawn.
Fisher's the main one.
Yeah. Oh, well, Green at his price as well.
Oh, Green, you can
For
still
what
wait
it's
a week.
worth, Lordy, I'm bringing in Green and Fisher this week myself. and a rookie, and at the moment that rookie did not get named, so I need to play with that. But
Yeah.
I might even keep hold of Jacob Blight. I don't know. So I did this last week, and Harry Arnold never played a game. So
Yeah. Last week or last year?
last year.
Yeah. Anyway, Pato, we're not called the Supercoach co-captains for nothing because every week, the last fucking 100 episodes, we've given people VC and C options to set their team apart from the rest.
This is a juicy week, Dano, for VCs and Cs.
Oh, fucking last week was too. Fucking. Who'd you have as VC and C last week, by the way, Pato?
Dacos and Livingston.
See, I had the horny one as VC.
You had Horned Francis VC.
Fucking oath I did. And you know what? If the motherfucker had have actually kicked straight, it would have paid off, but then I would have cried because my C was actually Bontempelli. So even if the horny one had gone 120 plus, I would have cried because the Bont would have been my C. But good thing.
So you got Bont.
I got the Bont.
Oh, that's right then.
Yeah. I was like, it was either Bont or Dacos. Either one of them was going to go big. Didn't really matter, so I wanted to risk it with the VC on the horny one. Anyway, Thursday, 14th versus 17th, Pato. Adelaide versus Richmond. The 2017 AFL Grand Final replay.
Adelaide are going to get knocked off.
Pato's backing it in. Backing it in. So who you got?
Rory Laird.
Don't mind, don't mind.
Shay Bolton.
Oh, I do mind. That's not you.
Yeah, no, don't do Shay Bolton.
No, I just want to say Rory Laird last year, 147 against Richmond.
Yeah.
When he was in the midfield.
Yeah, and he'll play midfield.
Yeah, he's got to, surely.
Yeah, so I don't think it's a horrible option. I think there's higher ceilings this round, though. So I think you ignore this game.
Yeah, fair enough. But saying that, if Laird plays off half back, then it's probably even better.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah, because it's Richmond.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. Billy Dowling could get 120.
It won't surprise me if that little shit, who's not so little, actually does go 100 plus.
The little 192 centimeter shit or whatever he is.
Yeah, he's a tank. If we knew his weight, I reckon he, anyway, he's a contested beast. Moving on. Fucking, ooh. Okay, Friday. We got the Western Bulldogs versus the Lions at Marvel Stadium, the Damien Hardwick Dome.
I don't mind Lucky Neil in this one.
The old Chalky Neil, yep.
I Bontempelli, I see getting some attention, though.
I can just see Bontempelli going on this massive run.
Well, VC him then.
Fuck off, I will. Has Jack McRae been kicked into form because Pato traded him out?
Don't even go there. I'm so mad. I'm still so mad that I had to like scramble to get him in because Libba was a late out and I was drunk at a party and the only option was Dale or fucking McRae and I hated both of them. And of course I picked the wrong one still because Dale was 300 and something, 380K or so.
Can I just say, weeks ago, I suggested this man as a trader and you said, yuck, no. I'm going to suggest him as a VC if you don't have Bont.
Oh, true.
But you are one of the few owners that have him. Adam Treloar for the VC. All aboard the Treloar train. Choo-choo!
Marvel's usually where he pings him.
Fuck. Oh, shit. Yeah, Bont for me, Chalky Neil. It'll be interesting to see whether Dane Zorko's still playing off halfback or whatever. Or whether Darcy Wilmot gets moved because Stasovic's back.
Zorko is actually a nice shout for a VC.
Yeah, so could be interesting, Pato. That one. Move on to Saturday.
Yep.
No, I feel like in like putting in like the fucking horns into this podcast, like the do-do-do-do-do-do-do. So I might chuck them in at random points. Because it's episode 100. So if they've already played in this podcast, I apologize because I've only put this suggestion in now.
Brace yourselves in the past.
Yeah. Insert one here. There we go. Saturday. So we got Hawthorn versus the Giants at University of Tasmania Stadium.
I don't really like this game for anyone.
Neither. It's a no from me.
Move Even on. Dylan Moore doesn't have a great record down in Tassie. Wait, did they play in Tassie last week?
Oh,
I don't care enough about Hawthorn. Although we should start taking
nah,
notice because,
MCG.
yeah, so I have a feeling his record down there isn't great. Just gonna fact check myself. Yeah, he averages 85 down there. 124
Yep. Move on.
at Blundstone, though. Anyway,
Game of the round.
game of the round.
Hey,
North to get their first win.
let's go to the game of the round. 16th versus 18th. Up the stadium. West Coast Eagles versus North Melbourne, 4:35 p.m. on the Saturday. Ooh. I
I think there's actually a lot of VC options in this game.
think so too.
Sheasel, Fisher,
Fargo.
LDU,
Oh,
McGovern,
Jesus.
Waterman if he plays.
Ooh. Harley Reid. Oh, wait.
About your man, Dano?
My man's Waterman.
No, your other man.
Who's my other man?
Matt Flynn.
Oh, yeah, the Flynn Sanity. Fuck. Yeah, we didn't even list him as a trading option.
No, because he has no buy.
That's true. The Flynn Sanity would be interesting. I don't think you'll. Oh, I can't say that. Hang on. Yeah, well, look. Do-do-do-do. Oh, so he scored 117 in 2021 when he soul rucked against North Melbourne, and that was against Goldie.
I think there's better options in this game. It's kind of just a joke.
Yeah.
My
Helmet
VC's in
head?
this game.
Helmet head?
Who?
Cherry?
No.
Nah. Oh. Watch him go 150 now. Moving on. St Kilda versus the Gold Coast Suns at Marvel Stadium. I have a question. How the fuck did Jack Steele crack 100 plus? I think he was on
Who did
zero
Jack steal?
disposals and everything at quarter time.
Yeah, I was happy, but I was shocked that he got to what he got to.
Yeah.
So my VC will be in this game.
This game.
This game.
Yeah.
And that is Stupid Sexy Flanders.
Yeah, fair. Fair. Don't like any of the Andersons or the Rails or anything like that. Or the Tukes. Don't know how. Oh, I do know how Tuke got above 100.
Couple of clutch
Fucking.
plays really saved his score because that was looking pathetic. I was
Yeah, I
so
know.
frustrated.
He was looking in the 80s, and then all of a
Yeah.
sudden, I'm like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, kicked a clutch goal, had a couple of like nice chains, goal assists, and yeah, saved himself.
Yeah.
Sexton should have a big score here as well, which will be great.
I think.
When's Powell back? Round 15. Fuck yeah.
Oh, I
Sexton
forgot he
could
was.
get to 450K.
Do you reckon they'll keep him on with Powell coming back?
I hope so. He might be a keeper at this rate in my team. 132 teams have traded Alex Sexton out this round before he plays St Kilda.
Yeah, right.
With a break even of 36. People can't be that desperate for money.
Yeah, fuck. I don't really like anyone else. Yeah.
Marshall against Moyle.
I don't know. Marshall's been fucking weird.
It's all matchup dependent with him, but I think he
No, isn't
monsters
Witts
Moyle.
back?
I thought they said he was in doubt.
I thought they said he was back. Oh, anyway, I wouldn't be touching Marshall myself.
Yeah, maybe not.
Yeah.
Everyone's got
Sunday.
Flanders, so I think Flanders is the guy if you want someone from this game.
Sunday. We got Sydney versus Geelong at SCG. SCG grinding.
So yeah, this is still easy to VC in this because everyone will have at least one player not playing this round. I do like Grundy. I also really like Isaac Heaney in this
Fuck
matchup.
yes. He was
And
my
he's
other one.
probably due as well. He's had a few weeks where, I mean, we call them down weeks and they were 109, 118, 121, 94. But I can see a big spike score like his first 5 weeks.
Yeah.
He's probably due. And against Geelong, I really like that matchup.
Yeah. How annoying is two Sunday games?
Only because we've got a Monday game. It's
Yeah, I
a
know.
long weekend, mate. You cannot complain about anything.
That's true.
We've got a 3 day weekend.
No one else from this one. I like the Max Holmes form at the moment.
He's in good form, but I think Sydney do this pretty comfortably, so I
Yeah.
wouldn't be touching a Geelong player.
Yeah.
If you already have Chad Warner, not if you're trading him in, because I don't think you should be, but if you've already got him, I don't hate that as an option for a VC, not a C. If you're
Yeah.
looking for a solid 120, 125, I think Grundy and Heaney will probably both hit that mark. But there's also better options coming.
I'll move on to the other one on Sunday, 7:20 p.m. Essendon versus Carlton. I'm just trying to figure out who has a good history against their opponent. And None
Parrish, but he's
of
not playing.
them. Oh, I would say if you're one of the ones bringing in Ridley, that I actually don't mind it in this one.
As a VC,
Because,
I wouldn't be seeing him.
oh, yeah. The reason being is because if he's peeling off, honestly, watching Kurnow and Mackay, if you've got a guy like Ridley that can peel off an intercept, like, he'll have a field day.
What about De Koning solo rucking?
Ooh. Ooh. Nah, Goldstein's out too, isn't he? Oh, he was out last round.
Pitnet's a test. Goldstein was only rested, so he should come back.
Yeah, okay. We're gonna be like if De Koning's solo rucking, Goldstein will restrict the fuck out of him.
Maybe, but he can't keep up with him. He's too athletic.
Meh.
Anyway, next game, that's where the juicy ones are.
Yeah. Monday, Collingwood versus Melbourne. Yes, I said it like an American. Fight me.
It sucks waiting till Monday for your captain, but Nick Daicos is the obvious one here.
Disco Dacos, cue the horns.
Disco Dacos. Got hooked on the white stuff back in the 70s.
So in three career games against Melbourne, Daicos has scored 118, 112, and 129. And he's in great form,
Yeah.
especially if you only brought him in about a month ago. You're pretty happy with that.
Feel like a big Maximus Gorn play here as well.
Yeah, Gorn's the other one because it should just be Cameron rucking. And English did just drop 131 against Darcy Cameron. There were 101 hitouts between the two main rucks in that game, don't it? That is ridiculous.
Then I just want to take you back to what was it, round one, when we had to finalize our teams, and it was Melbourne versus the Western Bulldogs. And I had English all preseason, and then I panicked at the last second and put Gorn in instead of English
You know, I did
to free up the
the
cap.
opposite. I did the opposite of that
Yeah, I know. And ever
because I
since
had the
then,
money.
oh, Gorn is just, he's only gone 72 and 95, his two sub 100 scores. Fuck me dead. 180, 177, 162, 162. Fucking, oh, best panic before. And that was literally 20 seconds before the bounce. Greatest panic move I've ever made.
Usually they backfire.
Yeah, usually they do. Oh, fuck. I don't like Petrarca or anyone like that in this one. It's just Dacos or fucking Gorn for me.
Yeah, they're the two.
100 episodes, Pato. Fucking hell.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah. Didn't want to do a episode 69. Congratulations from our listeners. Couldn't be fucked. Also had work, but we know that you guys appreciate us because otherwise we wouldn't have done this for 100 fucking episodes.
Yeah, we wouldn't be here.
Yeah. So appreciate everyone that's been listening, everyone that's messaged in, the regulars, the randoms that randomly post, the ones that used to post that don't anymore, but still check in from time to time. Like, fucking.
New listeners, old listeners, we appreciate all of you.
Yeah. Should probably update on the freaking leagues, Pato, because we keep forgetting to do it. So we'll go to our league. Well, the first one, sorry. So, we'll look at
Oh,
Supercoach Co-Captains Open.
so in our first league, the guy that's first, that is the best fucking team name.
Well, I'll go to Supercoach Co-Captains Open group. So the replacements, Tate's team, still on top, overall rank of 637. Then Plunkball, Vinny's team in second with an overall rank of 1,720. Third is Josh's team, Rough Pies, 1,755 overall rank. Raging Bonner, Kevin's team in fourth, overall rank of 3,079. Then my team's in fifth with a sliding rank of 4,202 because I dropped almost 1,000 places, Pato, last round. So there's our top five there. Move on to Supercoach Co-Captains League One. Is that the one that you were talking about, the team name?
Yeah.
Fucking, that is a good team name. So in first place on 36 points, we've got That'll Do Dunkley.
That'll do, Dunkler. That'll do.
That is such a good name. Second on 32 points, we've got Dacos Delight, Jason's team. Third, it is on 32 points, Waltzy's Weapons. Then we got fourth. Should we just do a top four?
Yeah.
Yeah, fourth is Sarong but Sir Right.
That's a good team name too.
Yeah, that's a fucking brilliant name on 30 points.
How is Tate the highest ranked player in our league, but fifth in that league?
Yeah, it's pretty fucked, isn't it?
And I'm ahead of you, and my fucking points scored is what, 270 less.
Yeah, I'm sitting in eighth in that league. You're sitting in seventh. Yeah, fuck.
Don't read out number 11 as a team name, or do.
Yeah, looking at this, you look at the points against is what's got me as well, too. Wait, which one was 11th? I'm reading that team note out, Pato. That's fucking.
Yeah, do it.
So Chris's team on 24 points, number 11, yeah, in Supercoach Co-Captains League One. Mike Litteris Smells.
You should get that checked out.
I'll go to Supercoach Co-Captains League Two. Just the top four again. First team Export, Daniel's team on 40 points. Second is Bonaball on 32 points. And third is Joe's team of Bulldozers on 32 points. And then fourth is Peter's team from Nerds for Life Supercoach is the Golden Era on 32 points. So yeah, good there. And then we'll quickly do the Podmasters leagues. So we got the Podmasters one that I'm in. So sitting second in that one, Pato. Equal with first on points, just the percentage. So both won 9, lost 2. DJ Trade a lot. Damo's team's on top. Janath from Third Man Up is in third. Kind of fitting, don't you reckon?
Yeah.
And then fourth is the Phantom. So yeah, and then the Seed 2, Addo is 11th. I'm the dickhead who accidentally submitted a team in both, so my apologies. I'm not going to read mine out. Yeah, they got Supercoach Masters Maddie in fourth, Supercoach God in third, Nerds for Life Supercoach in second, and then Fantasy Phoenix in first for the second seed ones. So hopefully we could take out the Podmasters second main league title.
Well, it'd be you, not me, mate. My team's shit house.
Well, yeah, because I'm the only one in it. Because you
Yeah.
nominated me. And fucking, I remember at the start of the season, you're like, you better fucking do good. Think sitting in second with 16 trades remaining is pretty fucking good at this point in time, Pato.
Know what, though? We're only halfway through the season.
I know, and I've been anal about not trading every week. Might only do one trade this week, if not two, and I'll either have 15 or 14 trades remaining, relatively full primo team. And it'll just be whatever afterwards, luxury trades. So yeah, I like my position where I'm at, even though I've slid down 2,000 spots essentially. I make my move from here, Pato. So yeah, all good. All right. Well, Pato, what's your Twitter handle?
At PATTOSCCC.
And mine is at DANEOSCCC. Find us on Facebook, the Supercoach Co-Captains. Can't fucking miss us. The logo's fucking everywhere. Paddo's freaking DP on Twitter, my DP on Twitter, and fucking on Facebook as well. So you look for that fluorescent fucking lime green
That dick
superhero fucking thing.
pic wasn't meant to get out, mate.
I wore the glow in the dark condom one time. Anyway, from us at the Supercoach Co-Captains, I'm Dano.
And I'm Pato.
This is us signing.
The fuck off for the 100th time.
Ooh, cue the fucking horns. You!